It took me a long time, and most of the world, to learn what I know about love and fate and the choices we make. But the heart of it came to me in an instant, while I was chained to a wall and being tortured. I realized, somehow, through the screaming in my mind, that even in that shackled, bloody helplessness, I was still free. Free to hate the men who were torturing me, or to forgive them. It doesn't sound like much, I know. But in the flinch and bite of the chain, when it's all you've got, that freedom is a universe of possibility. And the choice you make between hating and forgiving can become the story of your life. In my case, it's a long story and a crowded one. I was a revolutionary who lost his ideals in heroin, a philosopher who lost his integrity in crime, and a poet who lost his soul in a maximum security prison. When I escaped from that prison, over the front wall, between two gun towers, I became my country's most wanted man. Luck ran with me and flew with me across the world to India, where I joined the Bombay Mafia. I worked as a gun runner, a smuggler, and a counterfeiter. I was chained on three continents, beaten, stabbed, and starved. I went to war, I ran into the enemy guns, and I survived, while other men around me died. They were better men than I am, most of them. Better men whose lives were crunched up in mistakes and thrown away by the wrong second of someone else's hate or love or indifference. And I buried them, too many of those men, and grieved their stories and their lives into my own. But my story doesn't begin with them, or with the Mafia. It goes back to that first day in Bombay. Fate put me in the game there. Luck dealt the cards that led me to Kala Saranan. And I started to play it out, that hand, from the first moment I looked into her green eyes. So it begins, this story, like everything else, with a woman and a city and a little bit of luck. The first thing I noticed about Bombay on that first day was the smell of the different air. I could smell it before I saw or heard anything of India, even as I walked along the umbilical corridor that connected the plane to the airport. I was excited and delighted by it, in that first Bombay minute, escaped from prison and new to the wide world. But I didn't and couldn't recognize it. I know now that it's the sweet, sweating smell of hope, which is the opposite of hate. And it's the sour, stifled smell of greed, which is the opposite of love. It's the smell of gods, demons, empires, and civilizations in resurrection and decay. It's the blue skin smell of the sea, no matter where you are in the island city, and the blood metal smell of machines. It smells of the stir and sleep and waste of 60 million animals, more than half of them humans and rats. It smells of heartbreak and the struggle to live, and of the crucial failures and loves that produce our courage. It smells of 10,000 restaurants, 5,000 temples, shrines, churches and mosques, and of 100 bazaars devoted exclusively to perfumes, spices, incense, and freshly cut flowers. Kala once called it the worst good smell in the world. And she was right, of course, in that way she had of being right about things. But whenever I return to Bombay now, it's my first sense of the city, that smell above all things, that welcomes me and tells me I've come home. The next thing I noticed was the heat. I stood in airport queues, not 5 minutes from the conditioned air of the plane, and my clothes clung to sudden sweat. My heart thumped under the command of the new climate. Each breath was an angry little victory. I came to know that it never stops, the jungle sweat, because the heat that makes it, night and day, is a wet heat. The choking humidity makes amphibians of us all in Bombay. Breathing water in air, you learn to live with it, and you learn to like it, or you leave. Then there were the people. Assamese, Jats, and Punjabis, people from Rajasthan, Bengal, and Tamil Nadu, from Pushkar, Cochin, and Konarak, warrior caste, Brahmin, and untouchable, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Buddhist, Parsi, Jain, animist, fair skin and dark, green eyes and golden brown and black, every different face and form of that extravagant variety, that incomparable beauty, India. All the Bombay millions, and then one more.